Hello and welcome to Spread Book Joy, where a teacher gives her recommendations for great books for home or school. This is a very quick recommendation video that I wanted to do because I haven't quite finished reading this yet, but I thought it was such an amazing book that some people might think struggle for a last minute idea for a Christmas present. This is really just beautiful, it's powerful, and it's a unique in its illustrations and the way it's presented. I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful book. It'll make a great gift. And but I don't think it should just be a gift. I think everyone should get these because Carrie Fransman and Jonathan Plackett, who have produced this book, it's gender swapped fairy tales, which basically means exactly what it says. They've taken traditional tales, and they took a sort of public domain available edition of fairy tales. They ran it through a sort of computer algorithm and changed all of the genders over. So every character's gender was swapped. And they changed the names so that the names would be more sort of associated with traditional gender, masculine or feminine names. And what they've made is something beautiful, in my opinion. I think it's stunning. Carrie Fransman did the illustrations, and she took for her, I mean, I'm a huge fan of fairy tales and fairy tale subversion and changing them and making them different in some way. And fairy tales should be changed. They're oral tradition. They're not supposed to be set in stone. And they're supposed to be embellished somewhat and played around with. And this has been done in the most wonderful way. And if I was a little girl listening to these stories in school, I'd feel really empowered, actually. I think they're really empowering, not just for little girls, but for boys as well. I think there's sort of, they've bent all the traditional gender roles are turned on their heads here. Girls are portrayed in as knights in shining armor. And then you've got pictures, I think it's just amazing. The imagery in these is absolutely fantastic, and I just think this is a really important book, and I wanted to put a video out there and just show you how beautiful it is. So this is Handsome and the Beast, and I just love it. Sort of kind of limited color palette, but really effectively done. And the stories themselves, she studied lots of traditionally depicted tales in classical paintings, I think, and she noticed that the female characters in those paintings would often be depicted with loose clothing or exposed necks and very vulnerable, and she's tried to keep those patterns that she saw in the illustrations that she's produced for this. My absolute favourite illustration of all of them is, if I can find it quickly, is the one of Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, it's not. Yeah, there we go, Little Red Riding Hood. Look at that. I gasped when I saw this. It's so amazing. Look at the detail, the little etchings, the detail on the wolf's cloak, all the birds, and how small and vulnerable Red Riding Hood looks on their way to crate. Thought I'd recommend this, a very quick recommendation. I am going to write a much more detailed review on my blog at some point, but I thought anyone's looking for last minute Christmas gifts, this is not only beautiful and it's a very traditional telling of these stories. 7 or 8, it depends on the sort of, you know, your own child, but they're kind of, the language is quite older children, sort of, I'd say 8 up. But it depends on your child, you know, if your child is more mature, actually is a good reader, I'm sure. And also, if you're reading it together, you can always talk through all these stories yourself. So younger children, depends on if it's one-to-one or if you're reading to a class. Really important text because it's turning, you know, the idea of gender on its head, and I love that. So in-depth